A genuine pleasure as always, Premier, to have you on the show. Good morning to you, mate. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for that lovely welcome.
Mark, we love catching up with you because normally we get to have a little bit of fun, but as the news would have it, the timing's gone and made it so we have to actually ask you genuine questions we need answers to.
That's always dangerous.
Isn't it boring? Bloody COVID-19. It just won't let up, will it?
Look over there. There's something funny.
Oh, no.
Let's not talk about something serious.
Oh, no. Hey, Premier, yeah, what's happening with this McCure Hotel situation?
Okay, well, it's quite concerning. So we've had transmission from one room to another, across a corridor, through two doors. So... So we're doing a whole range of tests on anyone who was on the floor. That's all been done. The people in question are still in quarantine. It's obviously been something we've picked up through what's called genome testing. So it just goes to show that COVID keeps being a risk and a problem, as it is all over the world, if it can do that.
Well, so of course that leads into the question then around this the COVID red tape around ANZAC services that's seen a few RSLs cancel their dawn service and with full footy crowds returning and obviously all those footy people jumping on trains shoulder to shoulder, that's made people kind of go, well, hang on, ANZAC services have stopped or been downsized. So can you clear it up for us how that decision's been made?
So we act on health advice, and the health advice was, and I questioned this quite a lot, was that ANZAC Day could still go ahead. They just have to be COVID-safe plans. So there's 100 ANZAC Day services taking place around Western Australia. Some of them are going to be limited in size. Some of them are going to have, you know, the check-in systems that you see in shops and shopping centres and that sort of thing. But there's 100 of them going on. There's a handful that have decided they didn't want to do that. When it comes to footy, of course, you go to the footy, you've got a ticket, you know where you're sitting, we can track and trace people. ANZAC Day service is not so easy. I understand the concern, but they're still going on all over the state. So if you want to go to an ANZAC Day service, dawn service, march, whatever it is, there's 100 of them going on in suburbs and towns around WA.
Mm. Premier.
So I think a lot of people think it's all been cancelled. It hasn't. There's about two or three. There was two I was advised yesterday, but it might be two or three others that aren't happening, but there's still 100 happening. So if you go to the RSLWA website, you'll find 100 of them you can attend.
Okay. Premier, we'll continue with it. Just one more final, I guess, serious question from me. I manage an esports team called Pentanet.gg.
You might even have to explain what esports is. I didn't know until we started working together.
Professionally paid gamers who play competitively. And they just won the national championship.
That'd be good for your aerobic fitness, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
really good.
Very health conscious.
They've got exercise programs. They eat healthy. They're good. They just won the national championship. We're about to ship them off to play Iceland to play the best of the international teams on the world stage. But we've had a local Indigenous artist actually design a WA Indigenous jersey. His name's Tyrone Wayagana. We're going to make you an honorary no-cap. That's the nickname of the team, but I need to know what we need on the back of the jersey. You've got two choices. You can have Premier or you can have State Daddy.
Which would you prefer?
Premier or State Daddy?
Yes.
Well, what are they going to think in Iceland if they see State Daddy written on the back?
Well, that's up to them.
What will they think of that?
Totally up to them.
The Icelandic people are basically Scandinavian, and they take things a certain way.
They do.
So they might, that's right. They think of everything through a certain lens, Scandinavian. So I don't know. They might take that the wrong way. They might think that our esports team are over there for another purpose.
I love that the only reason that you're swaying towards Premier is because they might misinterpret it, not because you have a problem with the shirt that would say State Daddy.
Yeah. Okay, so State Daddy it is. Just wear it here in WA.
Can I just tell you something? Yeah. People keep saying this, and no one will tell me what it actually means.
You're the daddy of the state.
No one says, I've had to ask my kids, what does it mean? And they won't tell me. So,
You're the dad of the state. You make the rules.
Daddy. Okay.
You know, you take care of us. State daddy.
I have a feeling it means something else. But anyway, go for state daddy.
State daddy.
People love it.
All right, we're locking it in.
I can't believe we're playing esports in Iceland against... Remember that movie? Didn't they come from Iceland? Wasn't the singing competition?
The singing competition.
Yeah. Is it like that?
Eurovision kind of thing.
Yes, Eurovision. You're over there, you know, doing...
And it's a brave new world premiere.
The only other Iceland that I remember as a kid from watching in movies was when they played the Mighty Ducks and they were Team USA. Now, that was an absolute corker of a game, and I think this is going to be the same. But yes, what an age we live in, Matt.
Yes. We've gone from genomic testing of COVID-19 to esports in Iceland.
When you next come in, Mark, we'll have a jersey for you.
With State Daddy, all right, I'm sure that will be a keeper.
Hey,
that'll be great.
Just before we let you go, Wahlburgers, anything? Anything yet? Wahlburgers in Rockingham?
No, Wahlburgers, I haven't seen any action on the Wahlburger front, although I did see in the paper today, Taco Bell.
We're going to end up with Taco Bell before Wahlburgers.
Did you?
What?
When I was about in my early 20s in the 1990s, I went to America with my brother and we travelled around for 8 weeks and we ate Taco Bell every day.
Was it any good?
I actually quite liked it. Yeah, I quite liked it. It was much better than some other fast foods, I won't name, but I reckon it'll be all right.
Oh, there you go.
And since you got that stent put in, everything's fine.
All right, Premier, State Daddy, pleasure to catch up with you as always. Mark McGowan, we'll speak to you again very soon, mate.
Thanks very much, everyone.
All right, catch you later. There you go.
State Daddy.
Look at the joy on his face.
I'm very excited. One, I got to mention esports on the radio on a broad-based audience program. But also, State Daddy, that's fantastic. You guys need to think of your gamer tags as well.
Oh, okay.
By the way, yeah.
The Polish workhorse.
Polish workhorse.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to need more time.
State Mama? I don't know. 10 away from 8 on Mix 94.5. It's Pete, Matt and Kimber.